Peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we accumulate a lot of stuff in this world. Not only clothes, but furniture, toys, cars, houses, tools, plants, paper, books, letters, computers, pens, pencils, artwork, knickknacks, souvenirs, appliances, dishware, electronics. The list just goes on and on. And a lot of this stuff has special meaning for us. So in many ways, we can sympathize with the rich young man in Matthew chapter 19 who went away sad when Jesus told him he had to sell everything that he had in order to follow Jesus. It is hard to give up the things of the world that we hold so dear. But there's a distinction that needs to be made here. The Bible is not telling us, get rid of everything. This exchange reveals that the rich young man was still holding a little too tightly onto his own possessions to devote his life to Christ. So we're not saying here that it is bad to have a lot of things or to want nice things around us. The point of the story is that as followers of Christ, we need to make sure that these things of the world are not taking away from our focus on Christ. Christ needs to be our number one priority, not the things we have on this earth. This can be hard sometimes. Some people like to collect things and want to have the very best possessions. This motivation for nice things can make it difficult to put our worldliness aside. It makes the task of focusing our attention on Christ nearly impossible. It is like trying to get a camel through the eye of a needle, Jesus says. The cross of Christ is a stark reminder to us all, a reminder that we can't take all that we have in this world with us when we die. We must cling to Christ and his salvation as our hope if we ever want to have life in heaven. His life is what gives our life meaning, and not on what we do or don't have when it comes to our possessions. Once we come to understand that our approach to these things in this world, it changes. Clothes become not only something that we enjoy wearing, clothes are something that we, in Christ-like love, share with the poor and the less fortunate than us. Food becomes not only something delicious to eat, food is something that we can donate to a food pantry, to those who are hungry, serving them in their need, as Christ did. We all know the saying, you can't take it with you. That statement is true. But in the meantime, we can use what God has given to us to bring the love of God to those around us in the world. God has given you what you have, and you have the opportunity to take and use those to serve others. Our motivation should always be to bring glory to God, and not to our own possessions, not glory in ourselves. That's what was wrong with the people in Genesis when they built the Tower of Babel. The people were getting a little too full of themselves, and they wanted to build a monument to themselves. They had forgotten about God, and we fall into that same trap today. But there's hope. Our gospel assures us, for all of us are sometimes guilty of putting Christ behind our possessions. With God, all things are possible, Jesus says. He makes this possible. Possible by passing through this earth, dying on the cross for our many worldly sins. By opening a way for us through the empty tomb on Easter to live in heaven with him, where we will focus on him eternally. So during this Lent, Open up your closets and your pantries and face the reality that you really don't have to have everything that is in those places. Then consider what you can give away to church or a local charity as an expression of the life Christ has given you on the cross. Don't just give away those clothes that you don't want to wear anymore or they don't fit, but something you cherish and might miss a little. Don't just donate the food that has gone stale, but perhaps something that is your favorite. The pang of parting with this special possession will be a good reminder to you to loosen up that tight grip of worldly possessions and hold on tighter to the message of the cross. In Matthew 6, Jesus talks about treasures. What you treasures speaks volume about you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So what heavenly treasures are you stocking up for yourself in Lent? It is a good time to start building up a stockpile of forgiveness, possessing merciful and gracious attitudes toward others. Other possessions to hang on to would be a firm grip in your faith on Christ. Trust in the promise that when this world comes to an end, He has a place prepared for us in heaven. We possess the greatest gift of all, the gift of love. Love for God, love for Jesus, and love for our neighbor. The depth of our love will never match the depth of the love that Christ had for us when He went to the cross and died for us. But as we draw closer to that last day, our love will build up inside of us through Christ. In this way, we will grow closer to Christ, and in the end, we will possess the crown of life, which we will wear for all eternity, one that neither moth nor rust will destroy. And what a treasure that will be. Amen. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.